This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. It's another shot in the war against COVID-19. The CDC has approved Johnson & Johnson's vaccine, and about 4 million doses of that vaccine are now on the way to states so residents can get that one shot in the arm.
The White House said the entire stockpile of the vaccine started shipping last night after a CDC advisory committee gave its own approval. A day earlier, the FDA granted emergency use approval to the newest vaccine to join Pfizer and Moderna in the U.S. Johnson & Johnson will deliver about 16 million more doses by the end of March and 100 million total by the end of June. The shots are single dose and don't need to be stored in extra cold freezers. The White House is encouraging Americans to take the first shot available to them, regardless of manufacturer. Meanwhile, the AstraZeneca vaccine is finishing a study needed for FDA clearance. I'm Julie Walker.
Health experts are urging Pope Francis to reconsider his planned trip to Iraq in a few days. It's seeing a surge of coronavirus cases. President Biden is planning a virtual meeting with Mexican President Lopez Obrador today. It's a chance for them to talk about the coronavirus, migration, and economic and national security issues. Former President Trump got a wild welcome at CPAC last night, the Conservative Political Action Conference in Orlando. He hinted he may run again in 2024, but he swatted away one rumor.
You know, they kept saying, he's going to start a brand new party. We have the Republican Party. It's going to unite and be stronger than ever before. I am not starting a new party.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is now admitting that his behavior with women may have been insensitive or too personal in some instances. He says he will cooperate with an investigation led by the state's attorney general. This is AP News. Nomadland won Best Picture in the drama category last night at the Golden Globes. Diversity also had a starring role. The AP's Oscar Wells Gabriel.
Even before the first award was handed out, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association had come under fire. This after the Los Angeles Times reported there is not a single black member in the group's voting body. Co-host Amy Poehler called the group out for that during the broadcast, as did several winners. And Jane Fonda, who won a special award, joined the chorus.
There's a story we've been afraid to see and hear about ourselves in this industry. A story about which voices we respect and elevate and which we tune out. A story about who's offered a seat at the table and who is kept out of the rooms where decisions are made.
Early in the broadcast, three members of the association came out on stage to apologize for the lack of diversity and promise to do better going forward. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.